The city of Milwaukee will host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. After months of waiting, the announcement was made today. Milwaukee beat out both Houston and Miami. WUWM's LaToya Dennis joins us this afternoon to talk about what all of this means. Hi, LaToya.
Hi, Lori.
So, LaToya, this is a decision that has been a long time coming. Now that we finally know Milwaukee is the city, how do people feel?
I am sure you can imagine there's a lot of excitement. People have been hoping and waiting for a decision since January, and today was that day. Now, this morning, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett delivered the State of the City address, and after, he was asked about Milwaukee landing the convention.
Well, I'm positive that that's not fake news.
Barrett went on to talk about why he believes Milwaukee was chosen.
Certainly, I think the fact that we are part of the country that is important to them, I think that that's true for both parties. I think that was a major factor. I think that we establish and for their purposes that we can do this. I mean, this is a challenge.
So, LaToya, he mentioned challenges. What are some of those challenges?
Well, one of the concerns that's been voiced is whether the city actually has enough hotel rooms, as 50,000 people are expected to attend. Downtown Milwaukee has around 5,500, and when you consider the larger metropolitan area, that number is closer to 18,000. Now, some people might be alarmed by that, but I should point out that Milwaukee is no stranger to huge events like this. The Harley-Davidson 115th anniversary celebration brought around 150,000 people to the area.
Wow. Okay. So, LaToya, for those of us who are trying to understand why such a big deal is being made about Milwaukee landing the 2020 DNC convention, can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, this will be the first major party convention held in the city of Milwaukee and the first in the Midwest for Democrats in 23 years. We also know that Wisconsin is a swing state. In 2016, President Donald Trump nearly beat out Hillary Clinton here. And in the two previous presidential elections, Wisconsin voted Democrat.
And what about financially? Are there numbers out there about how much money this convention could bring to the state?
You know, I keep seeing the number $200 million. Mm. That's one of the possible benefits Alderwoman Malele Cox is most excited about.
I think it could be huge because of the use of eateries, hotels, and the different industries here. So far as people who work and own these businesses, work at and own these businesses, it can be huge for our economy.
LaToya, when are we going to know more?
Well, a formal announcement is being made this afternoon. After that, I expect it will be off to the races to raise the money needed and prepare for the convention in July of 2020.
All right. Well, thank you.
No problem.